Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, and this is how you know your weekend has officially begun, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, or for most smartphones, *KTRS will bring you right in here. We will line up five contestants. Each contestant will get a category. Each category will be full of five questions, and all of those questions will have point values associated with them, ranging from 1 point up to 5 points. You have to accumulate the points in 60 seconds by answering the questions. And then if you get enough, which is more than half of the 15 available points, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
They're from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations.
Old Town.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We also have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And we're going to throw in some tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right.
Over in Belleville.
Yes, the sponsor of the Harris Challenge each week during the summer. The Skyview is on the North Belt West in Belleville. Double features on two different screens. Screen 1 has Cars 3 and Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And Screen 2 has Transformers, The Last Knight, and Wonder Woman. All the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. And if you get all of your questions right, then the full 15 points, we call that a clean sweep. And listen to what you win then.
Woo! We got a couple of things. A certificate from Candy Cheese Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candycheese.net. Plus, our friends at Breezy Buddy have thrown in the Breezy Buddy fan cooled chair.
Yeah.
It has built-in fans to help you keep cool while you're outside relaxing with the kids or in the park or whatever. It's good looking, it's lightweight, packs away just like one of those standard bag chairs.
Plus, you get this cool breeze blowing on the back of your neck. Now, I want you to think about those soccer games you got to sit through this summer, or baseball games, or whatever it is. And you, the parent, you're just going to be sedentary the whole time while the sun is baking you and the kids are running around. But the kids won't have what you have, which is that nice, cool breeze on the back of your neck from the Breezy Buddy.
I know. And it can hold up to 300 pounds as well. You can get yours for just $49.99 or win it here if you get the clean sweep. Go to BreezyBuddy.com.
Okay, those are the prizes for the Harris Channel today. Now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mr. Harris, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the friends, or do their own commercial endorsement. What do you got?
I'm a humble guy, so I just want to plug all the hot moms in St. Louis.
All right. You'll have to wait until we finish with the Harris Challenge to start that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories you get to choose from this week. Three of them come up here, and you tell me what you want. Category 1, have you been paying attention? Category 2, Hollywood's most powerful people. And category 3, military movie legal matters. What do you want, Mike?
Let's see if I've been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Parents took a reported $1.5 million this week to settle their wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson and others.
The Braun family.
Correct. Which airline recently took delivery of its 737th Boeing 737, the only plane in its fleet?
United.
Southwest. Which children's toy is now available with a man bun or a dad bod?
That would be the Mattel Ken doll.
That's correct. Which actor, who won Oscars for Lincoln and There Will Be Blood, announced this week that he's retiring from acting?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Correct. 5-pointer. Which actor's tequila brand, Casamigos, was bought by a big liquor company in a deal that could be worth $1 billion?
Mr. George Clooney.
That's correct. And Dan, you'll remember when I said about 5 years ago, let's start a tequila company, and you said, no, that'll never work.
I know.
$1 billion for George Clooney instead.
Drop the ball.
Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got everything but the two-pointer. 13 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Hang on, and our idea man will tell you how you get your prizes. I'll go on to our next contestant now. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to plug?
You know what? My girlfriend Lisa and her wonderful kids, Corey, Cody, and Marissa.
Okay. Which
and
kind
my daughter
of...
Taylor.
I'm sorry?
And my wonderful daughter Taylor, please.
Yeah, don't forget your kid.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
It's nice to mention the girlfriend's kids, but then your kid is going to be really mad if you don't mention her.
She's my princess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Category choices are Hollywood's most powerful people, military, movie, legal matters, or multiple choice week.
I'll go with multiple choice. What the heck?
All right, Jerry, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who says he wants to teach young people how to avoid sexual assault allegations? Bill O'Reilly, R. Kelly, or Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Which actor is in trouble for joking about assassinating the president? Johnny Depp, Jack Black, or Zach Galifianakis?
Jack Black.
Johnny Depp. What did Australian Senator Larissa Waters become the first to do in Parliament this week? Filibuster for 100 straight hours, breastfeed her baby while giving a speech, or make Vegemite sandwiches for the other legislators?
I will go with the breastfeeding.
You're correct. What has declined in the U.S. from 2 million in 1997 to under 100,000 now? Payphones, abortion clinics, or marijuana arrests? Payphones. Which animal will be removed from the endangered list after 42 years? The Yosemite puma, the Yellowstone grizzly, or the Appalachian otter?
Grizzly.
The Yellowstone grizzly is correct, right at the buzzer, Jerry. By the way, on that Bill Cosby one, he wants to teach people how to avoid sexual assault allegations. Here's lesson one from Bill. Don't give them Quaaludes and put your penis in them.
I'm sorry.
Jerry, you got the 1, the 3, and the 5. That's 9 points. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I talk to contestant number 3. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Doing just fine. You want to mention anybody here?
Yeah, I want to mention my wife, Kim. We've celebrating our 18th wedding anniversary this week.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you can win something nice to give her as an anniversary gift here.
Yep, that's what my goal is.
Okay. Really? That's how you planned out the anniversary? I don't really have any ideas, but it's coming up Saturday, so I better call Paul and try to win something on the Harris Challenge.
Oh, you caught me.
All right. Well, you better get the clean sweep to make her really happy. You choose all the right category now. Hollywood's most powerful people. That's our new third category. Hollywood's most powerful people, military, movie, legal matters, or actually the new third category is I Am Iron Man.
All right, I Am Iron Man.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. What's your wife's name?
Kim.
Good luck, Kim.
All right.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What town is home to Iron City Beer?
Detroit, Michigan.
Pittsburgh. What boxer's name was Iron Mike?
Mike.
Mike Tyson is correct. Who shot to stardom after being seen in the bodybuilding documentary Pumping Iron?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. What was the nickname of NFL running back Craig Haywood?
Pass.
Who played San Francisco police detective Ironside on TV?
Perry Mason.
Oh, that's another character he played. What's the actor's name?
Can we pass?
Yeah, you can go back to Craig Haywood's nickname, NFL running back.
Iron Joe.
Iron Head Haywood. And Raymond Burr was Ironside on TV. The only cop on TV who was going to chase you down in a wheelchair. A skill that depended completely on the guy standing behind him pushing, right?
Yes. Or a downhill chase.
Quick, run up the hill. He'll never catch you. Jeff, you got the 2 and the 3 for 5 points, but unfortunately that's not enough, so now I have to punish you. For our punishment this week, I was flicking around on TV the other morning, and I saw one of the cable channels rerunning a Mary Tyler Moore episode about Ted Baxter's home life with Georgette. And I thought, okay, I know in the archives I've got something from Ted Knight. You may know him from the Mary Tyler Moore Show or maybe from Caddyshack, but you don't know him from his singing career.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. He made my baby fall in love.
Okay, that's enough of that.
All right.
There you go. Have a great weekend. Good luck with the anniversary present.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Let's go to our fourth contestant. Hi, Ed.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
My daughter's birthday was this past Monday, 32 years old. I'd like to wish her a nice happy birthday.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Emily.
All right. Belated happy birthday, Emily. Which category would you like here, Ed? Hollywood's Most Powerful People or Military Movie Legal Matters?
I'll try Hollywood's Most Powerful People.
60 seconds on the clock, Ed. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which streaming video company put Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos at the number two spot on the list? What was the name of the most recent Star Wars movie which helped put Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy in the number 19 slot on the list?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Rogue One. Which TV network and company is run by the number four person on the list, Les Moonves?
CBS.
Correct. Which animation studio did number 17 on the list, John Lasseter, lead to a 2017 Oscar and $1 billion in box office with Zootopia?
Lucasfilm.
Pixar. Which movie and TV studio and theme park and consumer products company is run by the man at the top of the list named Bob Iger?
Disneyland?
Disney is right. Back to the one-pointer. Which streaming video company put Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos at the number two spot on the list?
Netflix.
It is Netflix. That according to the Hollywood Reporter. Ed, you got all the odd-numbered answers today. 1, 3, and 5 makes 9, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will be right with you, and I will talk to our final contestant today, and that's you, Al.
Well, hopefully you save the best for last.
Well, tell us about yourself.
I'm the former Harris Show official limo driver. I used to call you about limo stuff.
I remember, Al. Welcome.
And I'm still doing it. I've been in the business 20 years.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the show. One category left, military movie legal matters.
I'll do my best.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear in the 1961 movie Judgment at Nuremberg? Kirk Douglas, William Shatner, or Judy Garland?
Garland.
Kirk Douglas. During what war did the Bruce Willis movie Heart's War, which includes a court-martial in a Nazi prison camp, take place?
World War II?
Of course. Who played the prosecuting attorney in the trial scenes in A Few Good Men?
Jack Nicholson?
Kevin Bacon was the prosecutor. In a 1974 TV movie, who played Private Eddie Slovic, the American soldier court-martialed and executed for desertion during World War II? Was it Ted Danson, Martin Sheen, or Robert Conrad?
I'm going to go with Sheen.
That's correct. Five-pointer. Who played the U.S. Navy captain whose crew is court-martialed in the 1954 movie The Caine Mutiny?
I feel like I'm going to get punished. I have no idea.
You want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
I could tell you that.
Go ahead, Tim.
Humphrey Bogart.
It was the strawberries. That's where I had them.
Strawberries.
I proved through geometric logic.
Right.
The key to the wardrobe icebox did exist, and I'd have found that key if they hadn't pulled the cane out of action.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Al, you got the four-pointer? And the two-pointer for a total of 6. Oh, no, I'm going to have to punish you as well.
Ted Knight, bring it on.
Okay.
Baby heard bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, ba, bum. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing,
There you go. Thanks for calling. Have a great
weekend.
You
all have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. It's brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Open 7 nights a week all summer long. You can catch the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS or in the archives of my website, harrisonline.com.